Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Exploiting weaknesses in the networks of the nation's top phone companies, it's believed Chinese hackers got their hands on the data of more than 1 million users.
It seems to have targeted a large number of mobile users in the Washington region, so that was concerning. And in Part B of it, they said for the first time that hackers were then able to compromise the communications of a smaller number of government and high-profile people where they were able to actually listen to calls and get their text messages. And the official said this seems to be a part of China's general intelligence program.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. South Korea's main opposition party calling for the immediate resignation of President Yoon after he lifted the martial law order he'd imposed hours before. The White House expressing relief over that development. Missouri gave a lethal injection to Christopher Collings, condemned for raping and murdering a 9-year-old girl in 2007. This is ABC News. The Secret Service says one of its agents fired his weapon outside the home of the Treasury Secretary.
The Secret Service says an agent guarding the D.C. home of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen noticed suspicious characters trying to open car doors on her street. Officials say a confrontation occurred between the agent and the suspects, and the agent fired. The suspects then fled in their car, and the Secret Service says there's no evidence anyone was struck by the agent's bullets.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. From Britain, a chef reports his van with 2,500 pies inside was stolen.
Tommy Banks, who owns two Michelin-starred restaurants and a pub in the northern English county, Yorkshire, says a member of his staff discovered the van was missing with its cargo of steak and ale, turkey and butternut squash pies. They were intended for a Christmas market, value about $32,000 U.S. Banks making a public appeal to the crooks not to waste the food, but to donate it to a charity to feed the needy.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World.
Another dumb paid millions for a duct-taped banana. You don't get to take home the banana. You're just taking the concept of it.
They sold this for $6.2 million. The guy bought a banana for 35 cents and took a thing of duct tape and put it on a white wall.
It's art, baby.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Badgers lose to Michigan. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers lost to Michigan last night, 67-64 in the Kohl Center. Wisconsin now 8-1, their first loss of the season. Greg Gard.
As I told the team, this is the lowest possession game we've had all year. So when you get in these type of games, we didn't defend the paint well. Rebounding, we gave up too many offensive rebounds in the first half, and then untimely turnovers.
The Badgers face Marquette Saturday in Milwaukee. The Bucks advance to the NBA Cup quarterfinals after a 127-107 win over the Pistons in Detroit. Damian Lillard.
Coming into this game, like, they knew it was a big game for them, but it was a big game for us too. Closer towards, you know, getting to Vegas.
NFL, the 9-3 Packers head to Detroit to face the 11-1 Lions tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Josh Jacobs says it'll be a showdown.
Obviously, you know, they've been rolling. They've been playing really good ball. We feel like we've been playing good ball too. You know, they the top of the division, and that's what we hunting, so it's going to be fun.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters characters has been killed off in recent episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little light snow developing overnight, lower 20s at daybreak. On Wednesday, snow, any kind of accumulation, well under an inch. We'll see temperatures rising to the upper 20s before falling into the mid-teens by the afternoon thanks to a blustery northwest wind. Currently 26 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, will prices of things we eat be going up? We talk to Darren Von Ruden coming up tomorrow at 11:06. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Hot Type, Elon Musk and the Trump collaborators. All right, Timothy Snyder in On Tyranny says, the problem isn't government waste. The problem is the billionaires don't pay taxes. Surprise, surprise. What do you think? Yeah, billionaires don't pay taxes. This is an old story in American history. Actually, I'm going to get back to that in a little more detail in just a minute. First, I wanted to share with you this extraordinary geeky science. Actually, first, since it's a brand new hour, I should just bring you up to date on what's going on in South Korea. In South Korea, the South Korean Donald Trump, Mr. Yoon, declared martial law today. He's quite upset that the legislators, what might be the equivalent? He's kind of the equivalent of a Republican. In fact, he's often referred to as South Korea's Donald Trump. And the legislature, the parliament, in April of this year, got taken over by what you might call the Democrats. And the Republicans are pissed off about it. And so he declared martial law today and said that's it. And he shut down the newspapers, he's shut down the political parties, he's outlawed protest. He's taking it back to the days of, I believe it was General Park, who was the military dictator back in the 50s. And so we'll see where it goes. You know, it's concerning. It's very concerning. So, but, you know, step by step. We'll see where this goes. Okay. We have Heidi? I think so. Oh, very cool. Well, try to put her on the air, and maybe I can hear her. And hey, Heidi? Are you there? I am not hearing you. She's apparently not hearing me because she's not talking back at me. Okay. Yeah, give her a phone call. So anyhow, the... while we're waiting for Heidi Kuda, scientists have discovered, this is an amazing story, is your frozen pizza aging you, is the question. Troubling consequences of eating junk food discovered. Scientists have discovered that people who consume higher amounts of ultra-processed foods, UPFs, show signs of accelerated biological aging compared to those who eat fewer of these products. This is from the Neuromed Mediterranean Neurological Institute. This is out of Italy. They looked at 22,000 Italians, 22,000 adults in Italy. And they said, we're not talking about basic processed foods, you know, canned vegetables or cheese. These are ultra-processed foods. This is packaged snacks, carbonated drinks, reconstituted meat products, instant noodles, basically anything that can sit on a store shelf for a long, long period of time. And it includes some frozen foods as well, some things that you know, have just been processed to the point. And of course, your other artificial foods. Oh, Heidi can hear us now? Yes? Oh, cool. Okay. So, Heidi Sigmund Kuda is with us, the author and Emmy Award-winning investigative reporter, co-host of the Radicalized Truth Survives podcast. And you can subscribe to her Substack at Betty Dangerous, B-E-T-T-E, dangerous.com. And Heidi, welcome back to the program. My apologies for our not having you right with us right at the beginning of the segment. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, no worries, Tom. I wish we were meeting under better circumstances, my friend.
Yeah, isn't it wild what's going on in South Korea? You know, Mr. Yoon is often referred to as South Korea's Donald Trump, and I have a feeling they're taking notes down in Mar-a-Lago right now. I don't know if that's what you were talking about or just the fact that Trump's been elected.
No, we haven't spoken since before the election, and you and I have spent years warning people.
Yep.
And this is one of those situations where it is no fun to have been right. And I, I don't think anybody's done more work around Citizens United than you have, Tom. And here we are,
yeah.
You know, billionaires yeah. just purchased, American democracy to smash it up and deliver us to authoritarianism. And it's nothing nice.
You've been writing over at bylinesupplement.com, another one of your newsletters. You've been writing about reading extensively some of the historical writings from the rise of the Third Reich. You mentioned Bella Fromm's Berlin Diary, Dorothy Thompson's Harper's Magazine essay, The Grave Diggers by Rudiger Barth and Hawk Fredericks. What are you learning? What parallels do you see that actually might apply to today? I realize some parallels don't, but what are the main things that you're seeing?
I think that there is this optimism in America that it can't happen here. People like you and I have been saying, yes, it can happen here. It can happen anywhere. And Bella Fromm, who was a Jewish reporter in Berlin in the 30s, initially writing about society, she happened to know a lot of diplomats, so she did a political column that was sort of a society column for diplomats. As she was observing the rise of this mob that surrounded Hitler, she began writing a diary that was separate from what she published. And she, warned people, everybody she could reach out to, yes, it can happen here. And when she finally fled to New York in the late 30s, she wrote a book that was published in 43, Blood and Banquets. And she opens with that. She's like, it can happen anywhere where you can get a mob together over fear and othering and then have them become your foot soldiers for fascism. And I turn to history because I'm always looking for ways out of our situation. And for me, when I started reading the Gravedigger's book, which is about the last winter of the Weimar Republic, I end up writing half a dozen reports because you go down these rabbit holes. But one of the most important things for me was that the elite businessmen who put Adolf Hitler into power because they thought that he would be good for their bottom line, and to some degree, initially they were right, it didn't end well for them. So yeah. I thought, who are the elite businessmen in America who are betting on Trump, who think it's going to be so good for them, and maybe it will be for a while, but it's very important to note that those who prop up madmen, and in Hitler's case, a genocidal maniac, it doesn't end well for them.
Yeah, my dad was a book collector, and for my birthdays, he would very often give me books. And one that he gave me in my 20s was a first edition, which is worth a lot of money now, of Fritz Thyssen's book, I Paid Hitler. And yeah. Fritz Thyssen, of course, ran Thyssen Steelworks. He was one of the probably five richest men in Germany. And he was the guy who put up the 3 million Reichmarks to fund Hitler's campaign in 33 and basically brought him to power. And he thought that he was going to be in fat with Hitler. And he ended up having to flee the country with his family.
Yes, and he's a great example. There's a moment in Bella Fromm's diary, her Berlin diary, Blood and Banquets, where she sees him on the dance floor with Hitler, and she's just so disgusted. She's disgusted that these people were basically bending to this, what Hitler's astrologer described as somebody who looked like an out-of-work, unemployed hairdresser. Mm-hmm. There are so many. I mean, the writing, when you go back to the 30s and 40s, there's a richness in the words that are used to describe these people. And that Hitler even had an astrologer, let alone a Jewish astrologer, was also quite remarkable. But she was disgusted to see the way these people were bending toward Hitler. And it's very important to note that there were about 40 elite businessmen, part of what was known as the Kepler Circle, and many of them were executed by hanging in Nuremberg, or they were bombed in their bunkers, or they committed suicide, or they did long periods of prison time, because they basically supported what, you know, as we all know, is this genocidal regime. But more to the point of, I think, what is relevant to us today, in supporting the Nazis, what they were basically doing was in the marginalizing, allowing and paying for essentially the marginalizing of people. They had all these fake studies, and it was all about being, you know, the Aryan race. What they really did was they actually created a situation where Jewish owners of businesses had to then, because they weren't Aryan and there was this Aryanization going on, they had to sell their businesses to these elite businessmen who bought them dirt cheap in order to profit. So when Charlie Chaplin in 1939 does The Great Dictator and he says, greed has poisoned men's souls, that is what we are seeing, and why I wanted our readers and your viewers to have an opportunity to know that it's not just Elon Musk who propped up Trump into power. Yes, he's a big part of it, but there's two dozen other billionaires who think that they're going to get their tax breaks or whatever as they, you know, intend to profit off of Trump and Vance's regime. But I want them to know that it doesn't always end well for you guys who prop up these types of people. Sometimes it ends very badly. And I like to think about the line about the woman who was surprised at her, you know, face was eaten by a leopard because she voted for the, you know, leopard eating faces party. It's like, it's kind of like that. Like, evil people often devour each other. And my goal in my writing is to make them think about what could possibly happen in case there might be a little bit of a, you know, fear I can instill in reverse. Yeah. They created a mob through fear. Let's let them know that it doesn't always end well for the elite businessmen who prop up dictators.
Well, and even when it does end well, you know, even when they get their wealth and their power and they hang on, you know, I doubt that we'll be seeing Nuremberg trials at the end of the Trump administration, but still the just massive destruction of democracy and of the country, not a good thing. Heidi, can you stick around for a little bit?
Happily.
I'm hitting a hard break here in just a second that I can't control. So just please hang on just a second and we'll be right back. We're talking with Heidi Sigmund Kuda. She's an author, the award-winning investigative reporter. She's got a podcast, Radicalized Truth Survives. She's got a couple of Substacks, BettyDangerous.com and BylineSupplement.com. Check them out. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And Betty Dangerous is spelled B-E-T-T-E, dangerous.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own,
but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Now.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas where every culture shares delight. With tables full of joy and laughter, and every heart feels warm tonight. I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas with dishes from around the globe. May our bonds grow stronger as we dine, and may the season truly shine. I'm dreaming of a warm
Welcome back.
Christmas.
We're talking with Heidi Sigmund-Kuda, the author and Emmy Award-winning investigative reporter. She publishes two Substack newsletters, both of which are well worth your time subscribing to, in BonlineSupplement.com and Betty Dangerous, BETTEDangerous.com. And Heidi, we were talking before about, you know, the lessons to be learned from Germany in the 30s. And I think that one of the grand errors of the history that we teach in the United States is to pretty much exclusively talk, when we talk about the Nazi era, to so exclusively talk about the Holocaust, which is, of course, is, you know, a horror of unimaginable proportions, and just, you know, justifiably we talk about it. But to the exclusion of just the other stuff that happened in Germany that preceded it, that still would have been quite the horror show. I've got about 2 minutes here before we hit this final break, but what are the milestones? What are, you know, not arguing that America is heading toward a genocide, but just arguing that, you know, America is heading toward what Hitler did, Mussolini did, Franco did. What are the milestones that you see from the past that you're seeing replicated today?
The tolerance of othering, the tolerance of weaponizing, you know, fake racist news. As that gets tolerated and as mobs grow around that, that's when this is all very dangerously seeded. And a diplomat in the 1930s told Bella Fromm, why are you not kicking this mob out? Why aren't you revoking Hitler's citizenship and kicking his mob out? Because this is going to lead to nothing good. The filmmaker Ernst Lubitsch essentially said, nothing good is going to happen here in a long time, when he started hearing the escalation of that rhetoric. And I just started a report on a book called Undercover about somebody in America who went undercover in the Nazi movements. And it starts the moment we tolerate the othering, the marginalizing of people. That's the moment when this takes hold and this fever starts to grow. And we have to stamp it out wherever it is. That is basically what precedes what ultimately can lead to genocide. And when Trump is talking about deporting millions of people, that is genocidal language.
Yeah, and the othering, not just the othering, but the dismissing, the dismissal of basically their humanity. I mean, we saw this with him tearing children away from their mothers.
Yeah. Exactly so. And so, you know, if I just interviewed Marcy Shore today, who wrote the book The Ukrainian Night, and it's like, you know, we know history, but we need to learn from history.
Yeah.
And we need to cross over to the other side of fear and not allow it to happen here. And we still have a few weeks to do that, Tom.
There you go. Heidi Sigmund-Kuda, in a future discussion, hang on just a second, I'm going to get stepped on here. Hang on.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Let's plan for a future discussion, perhaps next week, about what those things are that we can do, okay?
I love that. Thank you so much, Tom, and thank you for your work.
Thank you, Heidi.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Exploiting weaknesses in the networks of the nation's top phone companies, it's believed Chinese hackers got their hands on the data of more than 1 million users.
It seems to have targeted a large number of mobile users in the Washington region, so that was concerning. And in Part B of it, they said for the first time, that hackers were then able to compromise the communications of a smaller number of government and high-profile people where they were able to actually listen to calls and get their text messages. And the officials said this seems to be a part of China's general intelligence program.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. South Korea's main opposition party calling for the immediate resignation of President Yoon after he lifted the martial law order he'd imposed hours before, the White House expressing relief over that development. Missouri gave a lethal injection to Christopher Collings, condemned for raping and murdering a 9-year-old girl in 2007. This is ABC.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're in the Milwaukee area and looking for live holiday entertainment, run, don't walk, to see A Christmas Carol at the Pabst Theater. The Dickens classic is one of the most well-known Christmas stories ever and, as usual, is put on by the Milwaukee Rep. Because of a few harrowing moments, recommended ages are 6 and above, but word on the street is they aren't checking IDs. Tickets start as low as $15, and at those prices, you can't afford not to check it out. You might think being nominated for an Academy Award is a big deal. For most people, it would be, but not Samuel Jackson. Jackson was nominated in the Best Supporting Actor category for his role as Jules in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Jackson told the AP that people barely remember who won, much less who didn't, when it comes to nominations. Jackson did, however, say it would be an honor to win, even though he hasn't had the pleasure yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters has been killed off in recent episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little light snow developing overnight, lower 20s at daybreak. On Wednesday, snow, any kind of accumulation, well under an inch. We'll see temperatures rising to the upper 20s before falling into the mid-teens by the afternoon thanks to a blustery northwest wind. Currently 26 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's the one-year anniversary show with my first guest ever. Tune in with me, host Bill Leff. Also joining me are entertainment writer Chris Foran and Civic Media's own Joel Karnick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Ike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, buddy. Well, before I get to my question, I just would say that for President Biden, if I were him, my statement to the country would have been, look, I thought very long and hard, and I prayed for a long time on this, and I know that it's something that will be thrown at me that I lied to the American people, but after much prayer and thought, I could not in good conscience leave my son to the whims of the wolves.
Did you read his actual statement, Ike?
Yeah, well, I got most of it, yeah.
It's really worth reading. I mean, he basically takes it to Merrick Garland. He takes it to the Justice Department. He says this was wrong. This was selective prosecution. Nobody in America gets prosecuted for checking the wrong box on the gun purchase form, and nobody in America goes to prison for failing to pay their taxes after they've paid back their taxes in full along with penalties and interest. It just doesn't happen.
Right.
And they want to send my son to prison for these things, and they want to do it because he's my son, and I'm not going to have it. And God bless him. I'm so glad he did this.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I'm absolutely disgusted. I wish there was a stronger word than disgusted by the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC doing it every 15 minutes. All this damn legacy media going, oh, my God, he pardoned Hunter Biden. And they're not talking about the crap that Trump is doing. I mean, Trump just, talk about nepotism. He just put his son-in-law's father in as ambassador to France when the guy's a convicted felon. He just put his daughter's father-in-law in as Middle East advisor when the guy has, the only thing he knows about the Middle East is that he was born in Lebanon. I mean, anyway, back to
the Democrats. The Democrats that have spoke out are the ones that are making my blood boil.
Me too.
Now here's to my question. Okay, listen. I know you live, eat, and breathe this stuff. I'm in a position where I can't go out in public. I just can't. I know these people that I come in contact with voted for this. And I'm telling you, Tom, if I was not the age that I am and disabled, if this was back in the 70s, I would be on a rampage. This I can't get around anybody because I know damn well they voted for this. I'm in South Carolina, blood red, even though my particular district is a stronghold of
More than half the people in Charleston probably voted for Harris.
Clyburn's district. So we're solid, but still they're here. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I walked into places where they've got stickers on there with derogatory stuff about it. I've been through this, but all I'm saying is how in the world can you do anything of any social way or have any tolerance for these racist scumbags, in my opinion? And not only that, but my God, they're going to destroy our country. Mm-hmm. And they just sit there and act like, oh, this can't, like my next door neighbor. Oh, it can't happen here.
Yeah.
You know, even my doctor, at my doctor's appointment, I went off the rails. I know he voted for him and it got quite heated. And that's not what I was there for, but I'm looking at him and he's saying it can't happen here. How do you find a way to deal with these people or even be around them?
Well, I generally try to avoid them. I see no point whatsoever in debating politics with people on that side. It's generally speaking, they're so well brainwashed. I mean, I welcome them to call into the program if they're going to be civil. I'll have a civil conversation with them. But There's a few who just, you know, are trolls. But
I can't get around them. I just can't, man.
I think my mental state
won't allow it.
Yeah, it will not allow it. No, I get it.
By the way, for the revolution out there, just let me give everybody a little tip. Cameras go first, and for you people that like to scavenge copper, there's 5 pounds of copper in every camera you can get your hands on.
In every camera?
Yeah, these roadside cameras that they got everywhere up on the poles. Yeah, you got to take the cameras out first when this thing starts.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I'm just saying,
yeah.
You know, look, I come from the 60s and 70s, brother. Let me tell you something. If I really wanted to get into the mix, this would be a mix.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's where we're going. I get it. What I'm wondering is, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this anyway, but, you know, when it starts getting genuinely repressive, when they start throwing journalists in jail and start going after people and stuff like that, will all of these, the Michigan militia types, the 3%ers, the Proud Boys, these guys who have been using all the rhetoric of freedom and independence and don't tread on me and don't tell me what to do and stay out of my life, will they realize that they're on the wrong side of this thing and start resisting? Will they become or join the resistance? Or will they enthusiastically put on the new brown shirt uniforms and, look for the local gay person whose house they can burn down or whatever?
Or will they become a shadow militia at the beck and call of Trump and become Trump's army?
Right.
One last thing, too. Hey, the Mercers can go to hell and all that stuff they did online and that guy from Texas. The Democrats better learn how to get online and amplify their messages and get to these people, because that's where they got their strength from.
Yeah, well, the Democrats need to clean up their message to begin with, and they need to purge their ranks of the neoliberals. I'm with you. Ike, thank you for the call. I got to move on.
Zoloft it is, my man. Yep. Zoloft it is. Yep. See ya.
Yeah, good talking to you. Ron in Columbia, Missouri. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, segueing off of that caller, mm-hmm. Ike,
yeah.
I've been thinking for the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've been wanting to call you about this, that you and Louise need to rename your show Radio Free America and move to somewhere just north of the border. Windsor, Ontario would be great, because mm-hmm. you'd be able to broadcast down into some battleground states. But I really think I'm worried about y'all. I really am, and I really think you need to consider doing something like that. We're going to need a Radio Free America for the next 4 years, I'm afraid, and probably longer than that.
I get it. And we have had conversations, but for the moment, we're here. We're going to stay here. We're going to fight. We're not going to back down. We're not going to tone down our rhetoric. We're not going to, slink off, and we're not going to surrender in advance. So, Ron, I appreciate your concern, and thank you for your kind words. Randall in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Randall, what's up?
220 GOP in the House and 215 Democrats, and there's three open seats right now that are heavily GOP. Pensacola, Florida, that's Matt Gaetz, Florida 1. Daytona, that's Walz, guy named Walz.
Who got a job.
So there's two in Florida, and I think they're scheduling an April 1 special election to fill them. And then New York 21, that's Stefanik's.
Right.
Albany, New York.
Albany, yeah.
Anyway, it's time to send in the... if you win those, you'll have 218, and the Democrats will control the House, which is far-fetched, but it was far-fetched that Donald Trump would be president. So now it's time to send in ringers like Oprah Winfrey, George Clooney, Tom Hanks, people that—
I don't think it's movie stars that win elections, Randall. I think it's time to send in Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's time to put up good, solid, progressive candidates Let's try an experiment here. Let's see if we can beat right-wing populism with left-wing populism. And just pedal to the metal.
Portland got rid of Schrader and then got Chavez something.
Yeah.
The Raymer.
Yeah.
And now she's going to be Secretary of Labor, which she was for the only Republican for the PRO Act.
Right. We bounced her. Actually, I think that was Vancouver, not Portland, wasn't it? No, it wasn't.
No,
Portland.
Your area.
Yeah, my area. Yeah, absolutely.
Schrader was in your area in Chavez, and then you've got somebody, I forget the person now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's. Anyway, congratulations.
Now we have Janelle Bynum in that spot. And she's good.
Bynum, yeah.
She's good.
Yeah.
And boy, did they come after her. I mean, it was amazing. Every single day, it seemed, it wasn't literally, but nearly. I mean, several times a week, we were getting these awful four color flyers just portraying her as the most evil person on earth. And, you know, darkening her, she's African-American, darkening her skin and making her, it was nuts. And it was AIPAC money that came in that took her out, or that tried to take her out. It wasn't Janelle Bynum, the AIPAC money came in. The AIPAC money came in against Pramila Jayapal's sister, Sheila Jayapal. And they did take her out. They did it. Randall, I got to run, but thank you for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls, I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with your calls.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World.
Another dumb paid millions for a duct-taped banana. You don't get to take home the banana. You're just taking the concept of it.
They sold this for $6.2 million. The guy bought a banana for 35 cents and took a thing of duct tape and put it on a white wall.
It's art, baby.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It's extra.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I've turned to LegalZoom many times over the years to help make sure my businesses are set up properly, and you can too. In the past, I've never let getting my business officially registered and legally compliant stop me from getting started. Why? Because LegalZoom is there to help. I'm proud that LegalZoom sponsors this show, in fact. When creating your own business, the most important part is your ideas. So why let the headache of registering your business hold those ideas back? It's time to learn about a great idea that'll keep you going and growing, LegalZoom. Over the last 20 years, LegalZoom helped start, run, and protect millions of businesses. Launch, run, and protect your businesses to make it official today at LegalZoom.com. And use promo code TOM10, T-H-O-M-1-0, TOM10, to get 10% off any LegalZoom business formation product, excluding subscriptions and renewals. It expires 12/31. Get everything you need from setup to success at LegalZoom.com and use the promo code TOM10. LegalZoom provides access to independent attorneys and self-service tools. LegalZoom is not a law firm and does not provide legal advice except where authorized to its subsidiary law firm, LZ Legal Services, LLC. Left us all in pain,
Mr. Trump. You've got a heart that's smaller than a microscopic grain. You're a cruel one, Mr. Trump. You separated kids. You built a wall of malice where humanity forbids, Mr. Trump. You deport a puppy just for chewing on your lids. You're a bigot, Mr. Trump, a xenophobic mess. From Muslim bans to Charlottesville, you've doubled down no less, Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking your calls up here. Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Okay, so first of all, shout out to whoever wrote the lyrics for that.
That was my wife, Louise.
Okay, and the music is the AI generated part, yeah, not the lyrics, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, that's great. That was awesome. Awesome.
True of all of our songs, by the way. It's the only way we can do them without running into copyright problems.
Right. No, I get that. Yeah, absolutely. No, so I called in about the Hunter Biden thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my initial reaction was that Joe Biden probably shouldn't have done that. But then I started to look into the case more. I would say I heard about it because they were haranguing him for months about this whole thing. But I didn't actually look into the case itself. Honestly, I think that it was kind of trumped up.
Trumped up.
No pun intended.
Listen, there's two. Let me just real quick here. There's two charges that he was charged with. Number one was checking a box that said, I don't use drugs, on a gun purchase form, a federal gun purchase form. And lying on that form in any way is a federal felony that has, I think, 20 years associated with it. Nobody in the history of America has ever been prosecuted for checking that box as a standalone crime. Never. And an estimated 20 million people a year buy guns who also use marijuana, you know, legally in their state, but federally illegally. They check, and they check that box saying, I don't use illegal drugs. 20 million people a year, none of them are prosecuted. Yeah. Hunter Biden gets prosecuted. The second thing he was prosecuted for was he didn't pay his taxes for 2 years. He paid up when the IRS tracked him down, when he sobered up, actually. He paid up. He paid the fines. He paid the late fees. Everything's copacetic. The IRS said, okay, thank you, case closed. And then along comes this right-wing prosecutor that Donald Trump put in as a special prosecutor in the last months of his administration, who says, oh, yeah, well, technically both of these things are felonies. Why don't we just throw this guy's ass in jail? Tell me that that makes any sense at all, Brandon.
No, it doesn't make sense. And you know, it's really tragic because Hunter Biden seems like such a nice man. You know, I've heard interviews with him. He was on
yeah, he had Mark a screwed Maron's up life, podcast. But he's a decent guy now, it seems.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just,
and I might be screwed up too if my you know, 5-year-old brother was, when I was 7 years old, was killed, or sister was killed right in front of me along with my mother. I mean, you know, can you imagine?
Awful.
This kid had a rough life.
No, it's awful.
He had a rough life.
It's awful. Yeah, and I think Joe did, ultimately did the right thing. And I think, yeah, I mean, the circumstances were obviously biased towards Donald Trump.
Yeah, the prosecutor was a Republican prosecutor who was out for blood and was being egged on by Republicans in Congress. Rachel Maddow did a great opening on this to her show last night. This is very much like when they went after the senator from Wyoming, when Joe McCarthy went after him and over his son getting busted for being gay. And the senator ended up, you know, putting a rifle into his mouth and blowing his head all over the back wall of his office in the Senate building. I mean, this is a crime. It's just a crime.
All right, thanks so much.
Yeah, good talking to you, Brandon. Thank you. Lloyd in Seattle. Hey, Lloyd, what's up?
No, I appreciated the interview I had earlier about what led up to Hitler and Trump.
Which is good.
And, you know, Ken Burns once said that history doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme.
And, yeah, that's quote really from Mark Twain, actually, but yes.
Right. Oh, there you go. Yes. So the question that I have is that given that history does have a little bit of a habit of rhyming, then what can we expect from here on out for the next, say, 4 to 8 years?
I think it's impossible to predict. Forgive me for jumping in, but I'm looking at the clock and I've got 20 seconds. I just don't think we can predict. An awful lot is going to depend on how far Donald Trump pushes things. And then an awful lot is going to depend on how strongly Democrats push back, whether any Republicans push back, and whether the military pushes back. And at this moment, I don't think we can know the answers to any of those. But I do fully expect Donald Trump to try to go full fascist, to try to turn America into Russia. And, you know, there's a bunch of us out here who are going to do everything we can to prevent that from happening. Lloyd, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening to KBCS. And thank you for listening to our program today and to those of you who called in. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. As under assault as it is these days, it still requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Show up, right? Show up at your local Democratic Party. Join Indivisible. Get active. I'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK.
AK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our old friend Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.